Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Canadian sounds will be on our program this week. We'll hear chamber works of Alexina Louis and Deirdre Piper, a piano sonata of Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramette, and short piano works by various other Canadian composers. We'll begin with Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramette, who was born in Moscow in 1899. Her mother, a piano student of Anton and Nicholas Rubinstein, worked as a governess in the Tolstoy household. As an infant, she was placed with foster parents in England for 4 years before her mother took her to Paris and began to teach her the piano. By the age of 6, she was composing her first piano pieces, and by the time she was 11, her Étude de Concert was published. She studied both piano and violin at the Paris Conservatoire and started touring at age 11, playing both instruments in Paris, Geneva, and Berlin. She moved to Berlin when she was 15. Her early days in Berlin were a time of great hardship, during which time she played in a beer garden and later in a café. However, she had the good fortune to meet Suzanne Joachim Chaigneur, the daughter-in-law of Joseph Joachim and herself a violinist and teacher. Sophie Carmen's great talents were recognized by this influential woman, who helped to arrange scholarships enabling her to study with Branislaw Huberman. By the time she was 20, she was performing concertos on both violin and piano, as well as becoming increasingly drawn towards composition. In 1920, Sophie Carmen married the expressionist painter Walter Gramette. The couple spent a couple of years in Spain, where Pablo Casals became her mentor. In 1925, she went on a concert tour as duo pianist with Edwin Fischer. After the death of her husband in 1929, she toured the United States, performing to critical acclaim her compositions for piano and violin with Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia and Frederick Stock in Chicago. She gave up her performing career in 1930 to devote herself to composition. In 1934, Gramette married the art historian Frederick Eckhart. She lived in Berlin, Vienna, and finally, Winnipeg. In 1974, she was the first Canadian composer to receive the Diplôme d'Honneur of the Canadian Conference of the Arts. As a composer, Eckhart Gramette was largely self-taught. She learned from the virtuoso music she had performed on both the piano and the violin. She loved Bach and employed much counterpoint in her own writing. You'll hear that right away in the opening of her first piano sonata, which sounds like a fantasy on a piece by Bach. This sonata number 1 is a 3-movement work composed in 1923. You'll hear a piece with enormous technical challenges for the pianist, a piece with a rich, continuous flow of ideas emanating from the imagination of the young composer. You may also hear that there is little real grappling with these ideas to organize them into a structured whole. Evidence of her lack of formal instruction in composition, which she did not pursue until 14 years later. Although the work is largely tonal in the key of C, in the last movement alone she changes key signature 16 times. Let's hear Sonata No. 1 now, in a brilliant performance by Marc-André Hamelin.